It is a morning mix. That's the latest by Stephen Curtis Chapman. Don't lose heart. It's Rebecca. Joined by some amazing ladies this morning from Mom's House in Toledo. Christina Rodriguez, the executive director. Dorena Webb, the family wellness coordinator, joining me this morning. Thanks,
Good
ladies.
Good morning.
Hey, hey.
All right. And a couple things I want to put out there for those just tuning in. We are talking heavily about Mom's House today. And what they do. We've kind of set it up a little bit. We'll come back to it towards the end. We're going to hear personal testimony from Christina and Dorena. Compelling emotional testimony, definitely. I'm afraid I might cry and I don't have tissues in here. But also, I'm asking you this. If you have sensitive ears listening, young children, you know, whatever age you have, please consider directing them somewhere else, you know, playing or maybe in front of a nice, fun TV show. I don't know, but it could get a little heavy. And I've asked both of these ladies to be transparent this morning and also recording these segments. If anybody misses any of it or would like to hear our conversations again at a later time. So first things first, Christina.
Yeah.
Let's dive into your personal testimony.
Sure.
Take it away.
Yeah. You know, I think it's important for people to see, that child. My mom had two kids by the time she was 20.
Mm-hmm.
And, she was living in Chicago in the inner city in an abusive marriage. And, she left her home at the age of 17, which was an abusive home.
Uh-huh.
So you see this generational thing happening, and she did the best she could with what she had. But she struggled, you mm-hmm. know, and she needed people. And she, to this day, she remembers the people that helped her, mm-hmm. that didn't judge her,
right?
But that helped her, truly mm-hmm. helped her. And we talk about it all the time. But, you know, my life started with her going to the clinic in the inner city and saying, I'm pregnant. And they said, nope, your tests are coming back negative. And she said, nope, I'm pregnant. And they said, nope, you're not. And she left, came back again in a couple weeks and uh-huh. said, I know I'm pregnant. And at that point, they had started trying to give her some medication and stuff to see what was going on. She had high blood pressure or whatever. And the doctor told her she should abort me.
Wow.
And she said, no, because she finally got a positive. She said, no, I don't care how poor I am. I don't care how the life I live. I'm not aborting this child. This is my baby.
Wow.
And so that was me, Christina mm-hmm. Rodriguez. Hello.
glad that you're here.
Yes. I'm happy I'm here, too, because I know at that moment, and she knows this, too, God had a plan for my life.
Absolutely.
And it may not have been easy, but he has a plan for my life.
Yeah.
So just kind of walking through that, you know, my dad wanted a boy. And when you're living in gang-infested, drug-infested world, like, he was a kingpin. So he got what he wanted
mm-hmm.
all the time. And so when he found out I wasn't a boy, he rejected me, and I wasn't even out of the womb yet.
Oh.
So that spirit of rejection and the lack of covering already from a father
mm-hmm.
was already against me, you know, in the womb. So he dropped my mom off at the hospital when she went into labor with me and didn't come see me for 2 weeks.
Really?
Just dropped her off at the door, said, I'm going to go park and bye. And I giggle about that now because the end of the story is pretty amazing, and there has been restoration. However, you know, my mom had to suffer through, I remember her telling me a story about us, you know, living in, she was living in Lorain, Ohio, and she had me and my sister, and she'd have to sleep with us, you know, super tight to her because there was rats in the apartment, and it was just like a one-room place.
Mm-hmm.
She just had a mattress, you know, and she was on the system. She was just a statistic. She was a number, but she didn't know how to navigate because she didn't have the help either, you know? So she, and then pride and fear right. and all of those things I can only imagine. And then all she knew was abuse growing up too, you know? So that was a really challenging time for her. But then we landed in Archbold, Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
And I say that for a reason because she worked at Souder Woodworking in a factory.
Mm-hmm.
And she used to say to me all the time, I'm working hard in this factory so you never have to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's like, I want you to follow your dreams, get your education, be who God made you to be. I'm sorry, I get really emotional
okay.
with that.
Yeah.
But the people, and I just want to shout out Souder's Woodworking because those people treated us with so much kindness. Like, they don't even know. Like, then, and several of them have passed since then, but they were so good to us. on days that we didn't even know we needed it, showing up at our house with food, making sure we were okay, building stuff for us. I just remember one time a gentleman by the name of Warren Souter built me a maze for my guinea pig.
Oh.
And so, like, my guinea pig wasn't just in a cage. It was in this big, huge wooden maze. And I just thought I was super cool.
Right.
But I was somewhat of a tomboy back then. But, you know, moving forward, we were really trying to establish ourselves, living this life that we were, nobody really knew
right. What
was the backstory. But when you have, when you're uncovered, and your father, the father, the protector,
the one
that is supposed to cover, is not there, you start to develop a lot of rejection, daddy issues, you know, and start to really look for love that was really meant for something beautiful, but you look for it in wrong places. And then you also, that unprotection led to molestation, you know, and I was for a couple of years a family member, older family member. And I didn't say anything. But later in life, I did to my mother. And, you know, it caused me to be able to start to heal at that time. Mm-hmm. But I think it's really critical for people to see, like, that is just a glimpse into my life. You know, I've since then been able to, my father was in and out of prison my whole life. He was up, down, all around. He became his best customer, and he became a heroin addict. You know, and we just, through my whole life, I had to kind of deal with that rejection. But at the same time, I just had this deep, deep desire for my father.
Yes.
You know, my mom even remarried, but like still, like there was that something there.
That's natural.
Very natural. Yeah. And so I think it's really, really important that we look at when these children are born into this world, you know, and they're born to a mom like my mom who said, no, I'm not aborting her.
Right.
Absolutely not. But the circumstance still did not change.
Right.
Here comes this wild Christina Rodriguez, you know, and so she had to deal with that and deal with me and figure out how am I going to create a space for my daughters at that time to be able to thrive and with lots of ups and downs. But you have to remember when that child comes out of the womb from 0 to 5 years old, their brain is 90% developed.
Yes.
So we're talking, my brain was 90% developed. So everything that was poured into me in those first five years.
Most crucial.
That is what I have lived out my entire life. And some of it wasn't good. So I had to deal with that. Now, we always talk about this at Mom's House, and I always say this, we have to raise our children not to have to get over their childhood.
Yes. Right.
But some people don't know how to do that.
And they need the help.
They need us. They need us to be advocates. They need us to be who Christ has called us to be in their lives. You know, not judge them, but to love them. And that's hard sometimes.
It is because
it's
we don't understand it.
Absolutely.
And maybe we haven't experienced it. So it's easily judge and we easily make excuses of what they should do, what they shouldn't have done.
Absolutely. And
when really,
who knows? Yeah, who knows what we would have done in that situation. So as from the perspective of a kid, you know, I can say I know the rough times we went through. I understand clearly and I see it was rough, but I also know that there was a purpose and a call for my life.
Mm-hmm.
But I needed that support around me. To help. My mom needed that support to help her to get to that next place.
That's right.
And we got that.
Praise God for that. Christina Rodriguez, Executive Director of Mom's House in Toledo. You just heard her testimony. Dorena Webb, going to be giving hers in a few moments. She's the Family Wellness Coordinator at Mom's House. Mom's House does this work. You walk alongside these women, these families, these children, these dads.
Yes, we do.
And you're there to support, to inform, to emotionally support everything. And I'm so excited that you guys are here today. I'm so excited, Dorena, to hear your testimony coming up in a few moments. We may have to take a few segments for hers.
Yeah, absolutely.
I really feel we might need a few. Again, if you have sensitive ears listening this morning, I would advise you to maybe pull them away from the radio because this is transparent conversation, very open conversation today. But thank you for tuning in this morning. And if you're interested in a copy of the recording after it's all done, I'd be more than happy to send it to you. Here's Mercy Me.
Like a soldier.